Welcome to Weekly Code Quickies. This is episode number 42. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about, I'm going to give you three best practice tips for back-end web development. So let's get started with those best practice tips. Tip number one, separation of concerns. This, of course, one of the most important principles in software development is the separation of concerns. This means that different parts of your application should be responsible for different tasks. For example, you should separate your business logic from your presentation logic and your data access code from your business logic. This means this makes your code easier to read, test, and of course to maintain. Now, separation of concerns, short for SOC, in the context of backend development can be applied in various situations. So let's take a look at those situations. For example, layered architecture. Now, this establishes a clear and a logical structure of your repository. Organize files and directories in a way that is intuitive for a contributor to navigate. A well-structured repository makes it easier for others to understand your project and contribute effectively. Next up will be microservices. This is another approach where each microservice is a separate concern. For example, one microservice might handle your authentication, and another one might handle data processing, and so on and so on. Next up will be middleware. Middleware functions are functions that have access to the request object, the response object, and the next middleware function in the application request response cycle. These functions can execute any code, make changes to the request and the response object, and the request response cycle, and call the next middleware function in the stack. Next up will be modular programming. Now, this involves breaking a large backend application into separate modules based on the functionality. For example, all database-related code might go into one module, while a code related to a specific feature might go into another module. Another one of my best practice tips is error handling. Now, this is number two, error handling. Another important aspect of the backend development is the error handling. You should always handle your errors gratefully and provide meaningful error messages to your users. This will help you identify and fix bugs more easily and provide a better user experience. Of course, you can prevent applications from crashing and provide useful feedback to the users when something goes wrong. Error handling is a critical aspect of backend development. It involves anticipating potential problems and handling them gracefully to ensure your application remains stable and can recover from unexpected situations. However, here are some key points about error handling in the backend development. First one will be exception handling. Now, in many programming languages, you can use try-catch blocks to catch exceptions that occur during the execution of your program. This allows you to handle errors gracefully and prevent your application from crashing. Next one will be error logging. Now, it is important to log errors that occur in your application. This can help you diagnose and fix problems. Logs should include enough information to understand the context in which the error occurred. Next up is HTTP status code. When building a web API, use appropriate HTTP status code to indicate the errors. For example, a 404 status code indicates that a request resource could not be found, while a 500 status code indicates a server error. Next one is error messaging. When an error occurs, it could be helpful to provide the message that describes what went wrong. However, be careful not to reveal sensitive information in the error message. Next up will be retry policy. For operations that might fail temporarily, like a network request, it can be helpful to implement a retry policy. And then we have fail test. The fail test principle encourages you to stop the execution of your application as soon as the unexpected error occurs, rather than trying to continue in an unknown status. Error propagation is a microservice architecture, and it is important to think about how errors will propagate from one service to another. Last but not least, we have validation. By validating inputs, for example, from a user or from an API request, you can catch errors easily before they cause problems in your application. Now, remember, the goal of error handling is not just to prevent your application from crashing, but also to provide useful feedback when things go wrong and to make it easier to diagnose and fix problems. So let's go to tip number 3, testing and documentation. Yes, these two go hand in hand. Finally, it is important to test your code early and document it properly. Writing tests will help you catch bugs early and ensure that your code works as expected. Now, documenting your code will make it easier for other developers to understand and use it. Because at the end of the day, someone has to use your code. Now, testing and documenting are two crucial aspects of the backend development. They ensure the reliability of your code and make it easier for others and your future self, believe me, I know from experience, to understand and maintain your code. So let's get started with unit testing. This involves testing individual components of your application in isolation. For example, you might write unit tests for individual functions of your methods. Now, integration testing, this involves testing how different parts of your application work together. For example, you might write an integration test that catches if your application correctly handles a sequence of several operations. Then it's end-to-end testing. This involves testing your application in that way that mimics the real-world use. For example, the end-to-end test of a web application might involve automating a browser to perform a sequence of actions on the application. Then we have performance testing. Now, this just involves the testing of how your application performs on the load. For example, you might use load testing to see how your application behaves when many users are using it at once. Now, documentation. This is such an important part, and I teach it in each and every of my courses. Write down what you did, what you expect should happen with this function specifically. Now, code comments, API documentation, design documentation, user guides, technical articles and blogs. All of them are important. And let's just dive into code comments. These are the simplest form of the documentation. They involve leaving notes directly in your code and explain what it does. API documentations, if your backend exposes an API, it's important to document how to use it. This includes listing all available endpoints, their required parameters, and their responses. The design documentation involves writing documents that explain the high-level design of your application. For example, you might write a document that explains the overall architecture of your application, the data, models, uses, and how the different parts of the application interact. The user guide, of course, these are documents that explain how the user should use your application from the end user's perspective. And the technical articles and blogs, they are exactly like my blogs, they are explanatory how to do something. Now remember, good testing and good documentation practices can greatly improve the quality of your code and the production of your team. So in this video, we just discussed some of the best practices for backend development. By following these tips, they are just tips, do whatever you want, you can write cleaner code at the end of the day, more efficient code, and build better applications. So remember to separate concerns, handle errors, and test your code, and of course, document it. So with this being said, my name is Norbert Bien. Like and subscribe. Thank you for watching. Happy coding. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.